Kamala Harris was in damage control mode following an All About Me tweet for Memorial Day. In response to a survey by Campus Reform, some college students said Memorial Day should be canceled. Plus, the media can no longer control the COVID lab leak story. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13-Minute News Hour.
God bless the United States of America.
All right, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Memorial Day. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start with Kamala Harris and Memorial Day, because as we take time to remember on this solemn day, this day to remember those who have fallen, those who paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we can be free, I think it's important to note that there are some on the radical left who don't have a clue what this day is all about, who don't have a clue what America is all about. In particular, I'm talking about Kamala Harris. She is the border czar who hasn't visited the border. She's a job czar who's not creating jobs. And when you talk about Memorial Day, she was able to take the solemn and spin it around and make it about her. Before we get into that over the weekend, on Friday, she gave a speech to the Naval Academy, their graduates, and she had this awkward moment.
You are electrical engineers who will soon help convert solar and wind energy into power, convert solar and wind energy into combat power. And just ask any Marine today, would she rather carry 20 pounds of batteries or a rolled up solar panel? And I am positive she will tell you a solar panel, and so would he.
What was that? Battery packs versus solar panels for the female Marine. And then, of course, after checking all the woke boxes, she ends it with her classic cackle. That's her recipe, her speech. Say something to make us all feel awkward or scratch our head, and then end it with that laugh. But that's Joe Biden. That's Kamala Harris. They're more concerned about critical race theory in the military or dropping physical standards. That's what they're concerned about, or pushing green tech in their speeches. That's what they think about for today's military. But that was Friday. Then over the weekend, Kamala Harris put out this moving, stirring tweet about Memorial Day and who to remember and who it's all about. Oh, wait, she didn't. She tweeted this instead. Enjoy the long weekend. And we don't have a picture of a folded flag or a grave site or anything like that, but instead, Harris gives us a picture of herself. How does this have anything to do with Memorial Day? It doesn't. I mean, a picture of Kamala Harris, a picture of herself that she puts in the tweet? Are you kidding me? Of course, the backlash was intense. Social media was all over it, and their comments were not kind to the All About Me tweet. Care to mention why we're having a long weekend, Kamala? And we have this one from conservative commentator Robbie Starbuck. I know you think the long weekend is a chance to post a pic of yourself and get some mimosas as you plan to rip our country apart, but it's actually a time to appreciate the brave soldiers who died for our country and to reflect on the lifetime their families spend without them. Now, what's interesting about that, about 16 hours later, when she wakes up on Sunday morning and hears all the backlash, or her staff briefs her, then she puts out a message more geared to the purpose of Memorial Day. She tweets this. Throughout our history, our service men and women have risked everything to defend our freedoms and our country. As we prepare to honor them on Memorial Day, we remember their service and their sacrifice. Now, maybe I'm being too picky, or maybe I'm just frustrated with her earlier tweet that showed a picture of herself, but even that message falls short to me, because you can risk everything and still survive. You can sacrifice and still make it out alive. Memorial Day is about those who didn't make it, those who paid the ultimate price. We are remembering them, and I think that tweet is just a poor example, a poor effort at damage control. Let me know what you think in the comments. All right, next we're going to talk about the woke Gen Z and what they think of Memorial Day. But first, If you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Okay, next I just have to talk about this fake petition that was being circulated by Campus Reform. Their video reporter, Addison Smith, went to Georgetown University with a petition to cancel Memorial Day because it is a symbol of American imperialism. It's just a joke, but he wanted to see how many would actually buy into it and sign it. So he went around, talked to people, and before we get their signing, here's how many didn't even know what Memorial Day was about.
Do you know why we celebrate Memorial Day?
I know it's like veterans. Yeah.
Do you know why we celebrate Memorial Day?
Not really, no.
To be honest, not really.
You know, I did maybe like 3 years ago.
Right. I mean, it's just like imperialism, so.
Yeah.
I mean.
Today's college students in action. But those right there, that was a sampling of those who didn't know what Memorial Day was about at all. Then there's another group. Then there's the group that said they did know about Memorial Day, but said they weren't going to celebrate it.
Is this a holiday that you support? Is this something that you're going to be celebrating?
I'm not celebrating. I don't think Memorial Day should be a thing that we celebrate personally.
Okay, why not?
I feel like it's a celebration of U.S. imperialism and colonialism, personally. It's not like an attack on any individual, but more of a system.
Absolutely not. I think it represents a lot of negative aspects of America and highlights something that, you know, people shouldn't necessarily be proud of. If we're going to honor and celebrate the dead, I think it should be those that lost their lives to, genocide in America.
Can you believe this? The video goes on and on and on, showing people signing it one after another, signing this petition to do away, to cancel Memorial Day because they're told it involves American imperialism. It's meant to remember American imperialism, and they're signing it. They have no clue at all. But here's what's interesting, is there was an extra piece, Addison Smith talking to the guy with the frazzled hair, asking him why he thinks the way he does. Why he is willing to sign this petition. Here's that exchange.
I didn't really think of in this way until I got to college, and like I took women's and gender studies classes, and that put me on this path where I'm like, yeah, like f- the US.
Okay. So you took the gender studies classes and you had this kind of revelation?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
What was it about the class?
I was always into social justice, but I didn't have the language for that. And then it kind of gave me that language and made me realize how everything is connected.
America's college campuses are churning out people like that guy every single day. People who hate America and have no idea what America is all about. Kids are getting indoctrinated from elementary school to high school to college. If anything should be defunded, it should be these institutions of higher wokeness. Because not only do these kids not know what's going on in the real world, they are taught to hate America. And that is dangerous, folks. We need to push back against this Marxist ideology and turn out some students, some citizens, some future leaders that actually love the country that they live in. All right, next, let's talk about the COVID lab leak story because the media has lost control. Now they are spinning. They are trying to say that new information has come out to make that theory credible. It hasn't. The information has been there for a long time, but because President Trump advocated it, they labeled it as crazy conspiracy theories and blocked it. Big tech and the media tried to shut it down, and here's the story. When the theory first began to surface in early 2020, fact-checkers far and wide decried it as a conspiracy theory. In September 2020, PolitiFact labeled the lab leak theory as a pants-on-fire lie that was inaccurate and ridiculous. The premature fact-check has now been retracted in May. Furthermore, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting called it a lunatic conspiracy theory. Facebook was particularly censorious, adding any post that suggested the virus was man-made to its list of banned misinformation until just this week. Friends, this is scary stuff. The information about the lab leak was out there, but Facebook and Twitter and Google decided they didn't like it, that didn't push their narrative, so we're going to shut it down. We're not just talking about shutting down people's opinions on a Facebook post. We're talking about legitimate news sources as well, legitimate news stories. They suppressed that. And here's more. A column from the Washington Times was labeled as a false conspiracy theory by shoddy fact checkers in early 2020 and was flagged by Facebook as a result. There is no doubt that many mainstream media outlets and nearly all scientific journals defended an unfounded consensus starting early last year regarding pandemic origins, senior fellow at the Atlantic Council Jamie Metzl told the Daily Caller. Well, there's no doubt that the media and big tech had an agenda when it comes to the COVID lab leak story. If you needed any proof, just look at this tweet from a New York Times journalist who is supposed to be their investigative reporter on COVID-19. Someday we will stop talking about the lab leak theory and maybe even admit its racist roots. But alas, that day is not yet here. So does that sound like following the science? No, it sounds like pushing a narrative, which is exactly what the left, the media, big tech want to do. Now, here are some comments from former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany talking about the fact that this evidence has been out there for a long time and some reporters still won't come to terms with it.
Maggie Haberman said it's President Trump's fault we didn't believe him because he never showed us evidence. But to the point you just made, Mike Pompeo came out on January 15th and said, here's the evidence. And he laid out 3 points about the Wuhan lab engaging in gain-of-function research and the sick members at that right. laboratory. And exactly as you just said, that this institute has had ties to working on military projects with the Chinese government.
So what we have to remember here is that the media and big tech decided to suppress a story that had evidence. It wasn't debunked. It wasn't baseless. There was evidence there all the time. But they picked a side, and that side, and only that side, was allowed to have a voice. We can never let that happen again. All right, next, let's talk about media spin from another angle, and that is the story of convicted murderer Christian Rivera. He's the illegal alien that was just convicted, but the way the media are reporting it, shows the narrative, shows their angle, shows their bias. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the radical left, they want open borders. They want people just streaming in. We've had hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens cross over the border just this year. But if illegal aliens are doing something bad, committing major crimes, violent crimes, that's bad for the narrative. So they are going to downplay that. And that's exactly what they did with this murder trial of Molly Tibbetts. And here's the story. Some media outlets reporting on the illegal immigrant who was recently convicted of murdering 20-year-old college student Molly Tibbetts in 2018 downplayed his legal status in the country. Christian Bahana Rivera, who a jury said was guilty of first-degree murder, is being described as a farm worker in headlines covering the story. See, the big piece of information that hurts the left-wing narrative is either left out or diminished. Here's more. Here's a sampling of more headlines. Shortly after the story broke on Friday, CNN headlined its report, Farm Worker Found Guilty of Killing University of Iowa Student Molly Tibbetts. The Associated Press wrote, Farm Laborer Convicted in 2018 Stabbing Death of Iowa Runner. The New York Times reported, Farm Worker Convicted of Fatally Stabbing Iowa College Student. Iowa Farm Worker Found Guilty of Murdering Molly Tibbetts. The Daily Beast captioned its report. Well, this farm worker killed an innocent girl, and now he's going away for life. But here's the question, folks. This happened because of our insecure borders, because we deport people multiple times, over and over again, and they keep coming back, and they do violent crime. But here's the question. Of the hundreds of thousands of people that have crossed the border illegally just this year, how many Christian Riveras are in that batch? How many drug smugglers? How many human traffickers? The answer, too many. We need to secure the border. We need to do it right. Folks, that's our show for today. But don't forget, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Thanks again so much for tuning in. Our next show will be Wednesday. Until then, I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour. Okay, friends, thanks so much for watching. And before you go, please hit that subscribe button. Hit that bell so you'll be notified. And here's a special video just for you so you can watch even more of the 13-Minute News Hour. And don't forget to check out GOPUSA.com for the best in conservative news and commentary. We'll see you next time.